to Homey Taste, a podcast about how to make authentic Chinese food at home. Homey Taste refers to give you a pleasant feeling just like having a dinner with family at Friday night. I'm your host, Carrie, a graduate student from IUPUI. On today's episode, I will talk about Chinese noodles, a symbol of longevity in Chinese tradition. Because of different methods of preparation and use of materials and ingredients, there are over 1,000 types of noodles from all over China with local characteristics. Chinese noodles vary in width. They can be thin as needles or thick as chopsticks. However, when it comes to length, they are usually served long and uncut. This is because long noodles are a symbol of longevity in Chinese tradition. Thus, during birthday celebrations, people will serve longevity noodles hoping for longevity. Noodles are an excellent food for the nutritionally inclined, providing a dietary balance. They are low in calories and high in protein and carbohydrate. Chinese noodles are generally made from wheat flour, rice flour, or types of starches, such as mung bean starch. Wheat flour noodles are commonly produced and consumed in North China, while rice flour noodles are more typically in South China. Rice flour and starch-based noodles are made only with rice flour or starch and water. Wheat flour noodles may be supplemented in low quantities with egg, lye, or food coloring in order to have a yellow color and change the texture, tenderness, and taste of the noodles. No matter their type, noodles cook very quickly. Usually it requires no more than 5 minutes to become al dente, while thinner noodles only take less than 1 minute to finish cooking. Noodles are served and eaten hot or cold, boiled, steamed, stir-fried, deep-fried, or served in soup. Whichever way, you will first need to, using chopsticks, stir the noodles till all the materials are eventually mingled before enjoying it. Chinese loves noodles. There are so many yummy Chinese noodles dishes, presenting in soups, fried noodles, and noodle salad. The most famous ones are soybean paste noodles, knife-cut noodles, stewed noodles, hand-pulled noodles, dandan noodles, pot-covered noodles, and cold noodles. These most famous noodles are officially selected from more than 3,000 types of noodles, but eaters have their own ranking. In my hometown, Wuhan, hot and dry noodles have become a symbol of the city. The name of this kind of noodles mainly describes the texture. The main seasoning is tuned sesame paste, and usually we top with picked spicy radish, also from Hubei, and sometimes pickled long Chinese green beans. This noodle seems quite simple, but the ratio and the texture of sesame paste is a key step. If the sesame paste were too dry, it would be quite hard to combine. However, too much water will make the noodles not dry at all. Sesame paste should completely stick to the noodles. The noodles called for Wuhan noodles is called alkaline noodles. Next, the most exciting part, I'll tell you how to make hot and dry noodles. First, cook 200g dried noodles for 4 to 5 minutes. Transfer out and drain. Place the noodles to a clean overheating board, add sesame oil and combine well. This process can cool down noodles quickly and creating a chewy texture. Set aside to cool down completely. Then take a large bowl, first mix 2 tablespoons of sesame paste with 1 tablespoon of sesame oil. Stir until well combined. And then add light soy sauce and dark soy sauce. Continue stirring in one direction until well combined. Add around 4 to 5 tablespoons of warm water by 3 batches. Each time after adding water, stir in one direction until all the ingredients are well incorporated. Last, add small pinch of salt based on personal taste, combine well. Mince green onion and chop the pickled radish. You can also add smashed peanuts, pickled green beans, or other toppings. You can also add some garlic water by smashing 2 garlic cloves and then soak with warm water. The final step is to assemble the noodles. First, bring water to boil in a large pot and recook the noodles for around 10 seconds until hot. Shake off extra water and transfer to serving bowl. Second, add around 2 tablespoons of tuned sesame paste mixture, 1 teaspoon garlic water, a little sugar and 2 teaspoons of chili oil. Top with green onion and pickled radish. And third, combine well before enjoy it. Thanks for listening to my podcast. This is Homey Taste. I'm your host, Carrie. Next episode, I'll talk about Chinese New Year food, some top lucky foods, and symbolism. Remember not to miss it.